But right now, we're going to have Teresa do the train tonight. This is unusual that she gets a chance to do the train. And I think for everybody that wants to become, you know, more productive, more profitable, and have a predictable future, you'd like to find out how to grow your business much faster to get that done. So Teresa's put together a special train for you tonight, and she's been working on it a lot today. So, Teresa, you want to kick that off?
I would be honored to. I'm excited to talk to the family tonight.
And, I'm excited you're talking to the family.
Yeah. I mean, we're always introducing to other trainers, and so I wanted to take the opportunity. I just had some things that I really thought were really important to share timely for the team to plug into, to know about, to realize, and really to take to heart and to make a difference. Because here's what I believe. Every person that I talk to in the world of Legal Shield wants it faster. We want it faster. Everybody wants it faster. So I put together some points, some tips, some ideas that I want to share with you tonight that I honestly do believe will help us all achieve our goals faster. So I want to start out with giving you a quote from John Addison, who spoke at our last convention. He's a former president of Primerica. I've got some really interesting things to share with you tonight that came out of his mouth. But the first thing he says is build a team to live the dream. Build a team to live the dream. And we are in the people building business. We've got to recognize that. It's not just about marketing a membership. We're in the people building business. It is about new people building new people. And that's a challenge. I mean, you got a new person, bringing a new person on board, we got to make sure our system's tight. We all have to be able to sell the vision of where we're going. I mean, if you're going to lead people and be in a people-building business, we absolutely must be able to sell the vision. And that's one thing I think this millennial group has done incredibly well. I mean, when you look at Justin Peterson's videos on YouTube and you listen to the vision these millennials have, that's inspired me to make clearer my vision. And I hope it's doing the same for all of you. Now, there is something I want to talk to you about that we hear about, we talk about, and that's the roller coaster. Because there are ups and downs in the business. It's not like punching the clock where you get, you know, X amount of dollars for X amount of work. It is a roller coaster. And it's a roller coaster really in any business you own, not just Legal Shield. Most people have never owned a business, and so you come here and you're on that roller coaster, like it or not. And some of you start out at the top of the roller coaster. I mean, we've seen people make executive in their first month. And then some people start out at the bottom in the valley of the roller coaster, and it's a really long journey to get to the top of that first hill. Here's what I want you to know clearly, and this is something important. I'm not telling you this for you. I'm telling you this for you to share with your team. It can make a difference in a person staying in the game or not staying in the game. To start out at the lower part, in the valley of the roller coaster, I promise you that is just as powerful, just as valuable, and just as important as starting out at the top. And here's why. And this is important because the most important thing is that you stay on the roller coaster, and that you stay on it no matter where you start, top or bottom. Because even the people that start at the top, they're going to get into a valley. And the people that start in the valley will get to the top. The most important thing is you stay on the roller coaster. And, you know, when you start out and you don't have immediate success, believe me, that is valuable because there are going to be more people in your business who come on board who experience that than experience immediate success. So if you've gone through it yourself, you can help other people through it as well. When Frank and I started the business, I want you to know we did not start in Legal Shield. We cut our teeth, if you will. We started our business in Shackley in a nutrition company years ago. We were horrible. We started out at the bottom of the roller coaster. We stayed there a long time. But we learned a lot. Here's what we learned, that you can have home parties. We called them home parties back then, not PBR, same thing. We did those every week religiously soon after we started for 4 months. And Frank, I know you remember this.
Yeah.
We were actually living in our first home, little small house in North Charleston, and we did everything wrong, y'all. I mean, we pulled all the chairs out of every room of the house and put them in the living room. It looked like a meeting space. I mean, honestly, it was a bunch of chairs. And I made up a lot of stuff to eat every time we did this. We did it once a week for four months, y'all, with no one showing up. Every week we questioned ourselves. Every week we said, what are we doing wrong? What can we do better? We had no coaches. We had nobody to ask. That's just the way it was in that particular time in our life in that business. And we had to figure it out ourselves. Here's what I'm so thankful for, that we stayed on that roller coaster. It was a while before we got it pushed up that first hill, but we did stay on it. So I just want you to know, everybody's got to cut their teeth. Everybody comes in the business with a different amount of experience. And so if you've been in the insurance industry, if you've been in another home-based business, you come to the table with bigger arms, with more experience. But if you don't, you can get the experience here. And here's what I see: people who start for the first time, they start their first home business in Legal Shield, they move up the ranks, they move up the roller coaster so much faster than in other companies. So I've got a young lady I'm going to introduce to you right this second. I got a Frank actually told me this yesterday, and then I talked to Matthew Root about his associate, Brooke Aiden. And here is what I learned about her. She, and I've seen her, she's darling. She is a beautiful young woman, 18 years old. She graduates from high school in a few days on June 1st. And she's been in the business since the end of February. I've seen her at all the meetings. She's on the calls. She's been consistent, persistent. In fact, in Matthew's words, he said she is his stud. I love that because she is really serious, really plugged in, sees it, and I just want y'all to meet her tonight because she just signed up her first associate after being in the business March, April, and over half of May. And she also, actually, she signed up her first one, I think, yesterday, and another one tonight. It's like the seeds are starting to sprout. So many people could have walked away being discouraged, but not this young lady. I will guarantee, I told her today when I was talking to her, I see her as a platinum executive director already. So, Brooke, if you're on the speaker line, I would love for you to share, to say hey to everybody, to the Performance family, and I would love for you to share them a little bit about your thoughts about Legal Shield and a little bit about what you like to do.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, good. Hey, y'all, I'm Brooke. I'd just like to start off by saying thank you, Teresa, so much for having me on this call and all of my guests and everybody. I'd really just like to say how much I love Legal Shield and the opportunity we have. It's so crazy, the big plan, the big picture in the future. What's it called? This business is all about who wants it more, who's willing to learn to put all the work in. I like to relate it to the Olympics, like sports players. The best people who put in all the work, do everything they can, they get to the top, and they're successful. And that's the best way to go about it, success. It's going to take a while for some of you, but I promise, in the end, it's way worth it. Honestly, y'all, just keep going to the events, keep going on the calls. I know they get boring sometimes for some people, but you learn so many new things at each one. The briefings, yes, they may be the same, but they change it up each time, and you learn something new every single time, and I love it. I can't stop watching it. And honestly, it's just great. Like, when you have momentum, you need to run with it as soon as you have the smallest bit. And when you do, you will go flying like crazy. Really, Teresa, that's all I have to say. Thank you all so much.
Well, thank you, Brooke. And I just want to say another thing about you, that you have an amazing positive attitude. You know, we see a lot of people come to the meetings and, you know, and they're sometimes a little disgruntled maybe once in a while, but, you know, maybe not out loud, but, you know, privately we can tell. You have never lost faith. You have been positive. You've been a light in the room every time you walk in. And I am so excited. I'm excited not just for you, but I'm excited for your first two new associates, which, by the way, I think are going to make you upranked tonight or tomorrow whenever they process. I'm excited for them and their future because, see, now it's duplicating and it's expanding, and it started with Matt and all his family and everything, and I'm not sure what the lineage is, but I know you're part of that team, and I know that you are really plugged in and consistent, and it's just applaud you for that.
Yeah, Brooke, congratulations, kiddo. We're really proud of you.
Thank you so much. I just ranked up tonight, and I'm ready to go for manager next.
Congratulations. You did good.
I love that.
Yeah, and you know, Teresa, that reminded me. Brooke, thanks a lot for being on the line. Now everybody knows who you are all over the nation.
That's right. We're all going to be watching it and being happy for your success.
We had a guy that was down in Florida who ran a great big country club, as a matter of fact, ended up being a millionaire club member, and it took him an entire year to sponsor his first person and to sell a membership.
That's right.
I mean, he tried and tried and tried. Yep. This guy was he was the top of the chain in his own industry, and he just said he never gave up. And his first one, and I think he bought a car and told the guy he wouldn't buy the car unless he bought a membership. And the next one was his mother. But he ended up, being a millionaire club member.
Yeah, I remember
because
that.
A lot of people just don't have they don't have the skills yet, and they come here and they need to learn the skills. But if you stick around, you'll get your pay, that's for sure.
That's so right. So Brooke stayed on the roller coaster. She stayed on tight. She never left it. And that's what, we just want to show her off to the team as an example of it pays off. And all along the way, believe me, she's being personally developed more and more. Just being around this positive crowd of people, you can't help but really become a more personally developed person.
Yeah. Brooke, you went to GoPro, didn't you? Didn't you listen to the CDs or something? I think we lost her.
I think she might be on mute.
Yeah, she's probably on mute.
Okay, that's all right.
That's all right.
Anyway, y'all jot that down if you've not read that or haven't listened to it on Audible. GoPro, it is the bomb. It is in a little bitty book, little tiny book. You can probably read it in a couple hours. It will take you from nowhere to everywhere in this business. So that's really important. Now, I want everybody to recognize that your income is directly related to the number of level advancements on your team. So that is something to definitely track, and that's important to recognize because the more we recognize it, the more importance we put on it, the more we're going to help those people achieve that. The only real measurement of our business growth is how much our team is recruiting and leveling up every day, every week, every month. Here's what leads to momentum, a surge in recruiting. Now, I'm going to talk to you about recruiting for a minute, but before I do that, I want to talk about churn, because, Frank, this is something everybody talks about.
Yeah.
Some people don't know what that word is. That word means the same across the board. Churn happens at McDonald's because they have an influx of people who go to work today, and they're gone in 3 weeks, and they get a replacement. That's
gone
churn.
Gone in 3 hours.
I'm gone in 3 hours, whatever. And so, here, churn happens here in Legal Shield. You know that because we all sponsor people, and then they join the Witness Protection Program, and they're gone. Well, that's churn. That's part of the business, y'all. That's how we get wealthy here. You can make churn work for you. I want to give you the numbers John Addison gave us when he was with Primerica. Listen to this now. These are not our numbers.
These are stunning, actually.
Yeah. These are the numbers in Primerica, which is an insurance company. They recruit 100 to get 25. Now, they actually recruit 100, right, get 25. 25, those 25 will get licensed. They have to get an insurance license, and they have to pass a test. So those 25 do that, but half of them don't ever do anything. He said actually, in reality, about 13 to 15% of the licensed sales force will make an average of 2 sales each, and Primerica does unbelievably well. He said those are the numbers, and the numbers have never changed. However, they have increased recruiting before many times. And so if you put 200 in instead of 100, you get 50, right? So the numbers don't ever change. He says those ratios don't ever change. All you can do is make churn work for you by recruiting more. That is why what leads to momentum is a surge in recruiting. So the goal here is to create an environment in our business that will, number one, paint the vision of where Legal Shield can take you and take the people you're talking to. That has to be clear. Number two, our goal is to create an environment in the business that will create a focus on recruiting. There was a time, I have to admit, sadly, that we were not so focused on recruiting, and that was our fault. But that is not the truth today. I mean, the home office, Frank and I, the regional managers, they just had a massive meeting, and Ada, Corey Muhammad was there, the Gardners were there, all the regional managers were there, not regional managers, but the network vice presidents, rather. So the focus, believe me, the focus in this company right now is recruiting from top to bottom.
And that's so you're saying the percentages won't change.
Right. You have to just increase recruiting.
But the numbers will change if you recruit more.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the third thing we want to do is create an environment that easily plugs your new associates into the simple getting started system. Now, I'm going to give you six ways to grow your business faster, because you know all the stuff I've been talking about. So number one, to grow your business faster, increase your personal activity, your personal recruiting, your personal communicating with your team, your personal development, yourself, the things that you control. Hey, you know the definition of insanity, right? If you keep doing the same thing over and over and expect something to change, that's pretty much insanity. We've got to do something different. We've got to do something. We've got to do these things more often, recruiting more often, and communicating more often. Sometimes I see people recruiting, but they forgot to work with their team or forgot to call them and check in. Number two, go where you are not needed. Go where you are not needed. Babysitting in this business pays this really pathetically. So we have to pay attention to the associates who do plug in. No, they might not have made a sale yesterday, but they're plugging in. They're doing the 10 core commitments. They are plugging in. Those are the people we want to lock arms with and pay attention to and check in with and encourage and be available for three ways and all of that. Go where you're not needed. Number three, now this is humongous, maybe the biggest one of all. As a leader, we have to recognize that we are the role model, that showing up, encouraging the team, doing the core activities ourselves, all of that is being the role model. Now, we are, as leaders, the leader of our train. So whether you are by yourself and you just started, you still are the leader of your organization, even though nobody's in it yet. They will be. And as you are the train's conductor, if you will, if you waver, what happens to the rest of the cars, especially the caboose? It is going to flat out be off the track. Think about this. You're the leader. You're the conductor. If you waver, you don't show up on a call, you don't show up at the meeting, or you forget to call somebody back, or you're not available for three ways, or you disappear into the blue for a few days and nobody knows how to get in touch with you. If you disappear or you're just inconsistent, those things are going to, they're a death nail to your business. Being consistent, being there where people can trust that they can lean on you and look to you and they see that you're doing the activities and you're doing the three ways and you're really communicating consistently with your team. All of that makes your team strong. Everybody's going to stay on their roller coaster. They're going to stay on the train tracks. But you start wavering and that caboose is gone. So we have so much more control of what goes on in our organization than we might want to think. Number four, we control only two things. One is our activities, which we've been talking about, and the other one is our attitude. John Maxwell said, I love this quote, a man who wants to lead the orchestra must turn his back on the crowd. Think about that. In order to protect and grow our personal attitude and our personal wisdom, sometimes that has to happen. So I don't think there's anybody that's an exclusion from this, even ourselves. I mean, we've had to turn our back on negativity. And believe me, there is negativity. You better recognize it, because otherwise it will nail you. So sometimes we have to step away from that. So we have to build, we have to work on our activity. That is why personal development is vital. That is why reading the book of the month and being a part of the team, reading GoPro and all these things that we plug ourselves into, they're vital. Listen, I've seen people come into business 6 months ago and they are a totally different person today than they were 6 months ago. They're wiser. They observe differently. They talk differently. And that's because they've been pouring into themselves with personal development. Another reason that our attitude is so critical and that we have to talk about it is that, and this is another quote I believe also from John Maxwell, who you are dictates what and who you see. Who you are dictates what and who you see. Isn't that interesting? So if you think people around you are really negative, you better check your attitude. Positive and negative people just don't attract one another, do they? So in legal field, and here's a rule that should be followed. It's not always, but it certainly should always be followed. Negatives only go upline or to home office. If you have an issue you're having challenges with, go upline. Don't taint your organization by complaining to them about stuff. That's dumb. I mean, that's not smart. Please, but you do want to take care of it. Go to your upline, go to the home office. But here's the other rule. Positives go everywhere. They go upline, downline, sideline. In fact, when I called Ron Crusher today to talk about the book with you tonight, the first thing he did, I couldn't shut him up. He was so excited about Debbie Goodwin signing up her new associate and so excited for that new associate. He just went on about it. It was so exciting. That was Ron talking to his upline about a positive. I love that, right? So positives go everywhere. So don't ever be afraid. I mean, in fact, we call Ron, who is that? Mark Riches, who's not on our team at all. Y'all know, some of you know who he is. He's got 10 children, and he's making what? How much? Almost $1 million a year?
Oh, yeah.
He's amazing. And every single time we call him, he starts out with something positive happening on his team or happening somewhere.
I know. If you call him and you want to tell him something, he said, listen, before you tell me, let me tell you what's great going on here.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you somebody's recruited, you know, five people, three people, or somebody did a group or
something.
Somebody upranked.
I know. He's always excited about something.
Every call is like that.
It's amazing.
And I asked him about it. He said, listen, I start every call with good news.
Yes. And he makes that a point. Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons he makes so much money. Everybody, you know, nobody minds talking to him. Nobody wants to hear somebody complain all the time.
Right. But we're not saying don't take care of your issues. You got to take care of them, but you got to go straight to the solution and go to the right place.
You just don't go downline.
Yes.
That's
that is correct. Okay, number five, make compound recruiting happen. Let me give you a number example, and hopefully you've got your journals out and you're taking a few notes. The one-a-month program we talk about a lot. So you bring on one person this month, next month there's two of you, the first month there's two of you, you and your first person. The second month there's four of you because both of you go out and get one more. And then you double, basically, let's just stop at the fifth month. You've got in the fourth month there's 16 people on board, and all of those 16 go out and get 16 more. That's going to equal 32. And actually, you have to add up all of those each month because they're all separate individuals. So that's actually 62 people on board in 5 months. That's one a month. However, if you recruit three a month, I'll never forget the day that Cliff Pickens showed us this.
Yeah, yeah.
When you recruit three a month, look at what happens. Now, we're talking about recruiting five a month this month for the Cinco en Mayo contest. There'll be a ton of people that do that. We're just talking about three. Some of you have already recruited one or two. Some of you have already recruited three. What if that duplicates? Look at this picture. You and your three people that you brought on board by the end of this month equals four. So next month, the four of you triple. You do times three, and that's 12. And 12 of you get three in month three, and that's 36. The fourth month, there's 108. The fifth month, there is 540. And remember, those are all individuals, so if you add them all up, y'all, that's 700 people compared to 62 in 5 months.
So do everything you can to recruit at least three people a month.
Yes.
At least.
Now, I'm not telling y'all to get you and just to get you inspired to go out and recruit more. I'm telling you that because
I am.
Because the way to make it work is you have to write those numbers down and show people their future. We are always talking about building a vision, showing people where they can go with this. You have to show a lot of people the numbers or they can't understand it. Most people have no concept of leveraged income. How would you like to have 700 people out there, even if 10% of them, 70, were marketing memberships and you were getting the overrides? Believe me, you'd be sleeping good.
Ben Montini told me today that his goal is to be the number one recruiter in Legal Shield this year.
Ooh.
And this week alone, he's already sponsored four people.
I love it. Oh, my gosh.
This week.
Wow.
Now, he's been traveling this week, too. He's been here, you know.
Yeah.
He did PBRs today. He did a luncheon today. He did sit-downs today, I think. But his goal is to be the number one. And he did four this week.
I love it.
Yeah, that's really good. But you don't do that unless you have the mindset to do that.
Yes.
And once you get the mindset, then you build the skill set by doing it. And then you can build the asset.
That makes a lot of sense, right?
Yep.
Okay. Number six, hopefully you got compound recruiting down, and you're going to really show a ton of people that, show your team that. Number six is always leverage the promotional systems that we already have. We've got the Performance Club, for goodness sake. I was so excited to see about 50 of you hit it by the middle of this month. I can't wait to see that number go to 200 or 400 at the end of this, at the end of the month. So take advantage of those. Talk about them. Put them in people, you know, visualize them. Print out the flyers. Let your team understand clearly how they can easily be a part of Performance Club. And then, of course, we've got the seasonal promotions, like Frank has been talking about, the Cinco and Mayo. We've got that to promote. Let's promote it. I want our team to be in that VIP luncheon with John Maxwell. Okay, and so those are the six tips for you to build faster to where you want to go and achieve your dreams with Legal Shield. Now, I promised a tip on energy and focus, because here's
what
we know.
Before you stop that, I just say, if you do this, then you get the three P's. You get more productive, more profitable, and you will have a predictable future.
I agree.
And everybody I talk to wants those three things. How to become more productive, more profitable, and I want a predictable future in finances coming in.
Right.
Recruiting one a month or two a month does some stuff. Three a month does more. And if whatever you're teaching, that's what everybody's going to be shooting after. So
that's right. Yeah. Remember, you're the role model. So let's talk about having energy to do this. Because if you're on a 90-day run, or if you're just, I know many of you are working two or three jobs, and if you count Legal Shield as one, that might be four. So you've got busy, busy, busy life going on. And nothing can interrupt life more than getting a sore throat and a fever, or the flu, or feeling lethargic. Or not having focus, you know, having brain fog, all that stuff can really interfere with our productivity. And for many of you who know me well, you know that my passion is health and wellness, and that I did get a certification in nutritional counseling a few years ago, thanks to this incredible business giving me the time flexibility to do that. So I want to pass on some of this, because it doesn't do any good just to sit in my head. So the first tip, I'm going to actually give you two quick tips tonight. The first one is just water. So water is the energy cash flow for your body. I want you to think about this. Think about a river, and if it's flowing fast and it's very clear and crystal clear, you know, it's wonderful. But then think about one full of mud and sludgy and, you know, slow. That, listen, all your lymphatic system and your blood system and all of that, you need lots of water to keep things flowing correctly and flowing fully like they should be. Otherwise, you're going to be stiffening up your joints, your muscles, slowing things down, slowing your brain down, all of that. Unbelievable. There are books written on the value of drinking enough water. So,
how much is enough water?
Here's the rule of thumb. Half your body weight in ounces. So if you're 175 pounds, how much do you need?
Half of 175.
Yep, like 60 or 70 ounces of water a day. Right? No, that's actually not right.
No.
I can't subtract. I mean, I can't. 175, that's going to be 80-something ounces a day.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're 150, that's 75 ounces a day. So, you know, you want to come close to that. And can anything else substitute? No, it cannot. Okay, I'm sorry, just water.
Diet Coke doesn't work.
No, I'm sorry, Frank. Diet Coke doesn't work. Okay, second tip. And by the way, if you think you're hungry, you have that hunger pang, drink water. We have mixed up, as we become adults, our signals for thirst and hunger. We really have. So you're going to be shocked if you start drinking water when you're hungry.
You drop weight, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're really thirsty. I mean, I have it happen to myself all the time. So try that. And then the second tip is to...
I remember you had me drinking too much water. One time I lost like 5 pounds in one day. My bladder fell out.
Get out of here, Frank. Cut down. Here's your second tip. This one's huge. Cut down on the non-fiber carbs. There's a lot of news about carbs lately. Carbs turn into sugar, you know that. And they do give you initial energy, so you can get a little boost when you have a bagel or bread or a sandwich or something that's got carbs in it, even, you know, potatoes or even a piece of candy. You can get an initial little jump of energy. But here's the horrible thing that happens. You have a little jump in energy, but then you have a crash. Your energy level goes way below normal because your body dealing with carbs is difficult for your body. So, you know, and these are the carbs that the white things, the things that are mainly white, and the candies and things like that. So, and of course, you all know candy's not that great for you, but let me give you a few more reasons besides energy to cut down on carbs. Carbs and sugar feed cancer cells. Every one of us have cancer cells running around in our body. Some of you are feeding them. Some of us are not. So the less you eat carbs, the less you're feeding them. And I mentioned bagels because a lot of people think bagels are a great breakfast. That's a carb. That's probably not the best breakfast for you. And then carbs cause heart disease. It's not fat. That's been disproven. That was never really proven. It's been clarified, I should say, that it's wonderful because the fats are the things that are wonderful and satisfying for us to eat, the healthy fats, not vegetable oils, but the healthy fats. So it's like not margarine, but yes, butter, things like that. So, you know, there are great books written on all of this. So just know that carbs are detrimental to your energy, to your focus, to you being able to maintain a really healthy lifestyle and what is it?
What should they eat to get the energy?
Okay, yeah, Frank is saying, I'm just telling what
I'm saying. Yeah, I don't see any notes on that.
Okay, here's that one's easy.
What we eat?
Yeah, what we eat. Real food. You just eat plain old real food. Almost all the carbs are, except the potato, really, almost all the carbs are man-made. I mean, they're processed. Even bread is processed. I mean, eat real food. Eat anything that's real food. You can eat avocados and apples and fruits and vegetables and, have peanuts, there's a lot. I mean, almost anything that comes from nature, whether it's an animal product or a plant, is going to be great for you.
Okay.
Now, I would recommend that if you're going to be doing any animal products, that you definitely use the organic-based ones so they're not full of hormones, pesticides, and all the chemicals. But, but they're fine. So, yes, eat real food. That's the rule.
Yeah, because you want to get energy.
You definitely need energy, yeah. So let me give you a summary here. To build yourself and to build your leaders, you want your team to grow. And recruiting is not the key to our business. It is our business. I mean, honestly, it is our business. Another thing I want to mention here is don't reinvent the wheel. We get paid to imitate, not to create. We get paid to imitate, not to create. And what you do duplicates, good or bad or worse, it's gonna, whatever you're doing, it's going to duplicate. So make sure that you're the role model, that you're leading the train the way you want the train to follow. You want everybody to stay on the roller coaster, on the train track, so you be solidly there leading the way. And lastly, I want everybody to be committed to your vision, to your future, being solidly consistent, determined, just like you heard Brooke talk about being, she's been consistent. I mean, she's not had any success until this week. And
she's been successful because she's been learning a lot every week.
Right.
She not only goes to the meetings, but she comes to the dinner after the meetings.
Right.
The call.
She participates.
Yes. She really does. She's fully engaged.
Yeah. She will be at the top. So I want everybody on this line to have an amazing Legal Shield career, no matter where you are at this moment. I know that you can have what you want here. This has been an incredible vehicle for Frank and I. You know, we've got the residual income coming in now, and it has been amazing. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys tonight and gals, and I'll turn it back to you, Frank.
Well, good job. I hope everybody got that. Plenty of water, eat something healthy, and keep energy and recruit three.
That sounds good.
That's your homework. Okay, one of my favorite friends is getting ready to come on here. One of the favorite people in the whole world, him and his wife, Ron Crutcher. Has been with us for years and is one of the smartest guys I know. And a lot of you don't know this, but Ron has worked with 3 or 4 presidents in the United States. I mean, he has done a lot of stuff, been to the White House many, many times, and he may not like me to talk about that, but he's an incredible human being, and he volunteered to do the book review tonight. So, Ron Crutcher, we're looking forward to your take on a couple of chapters here, so take it away.
Well, thank you very much, Frank and Teresa, for having me on tonight. And I just want to say before we get started that just incredible job, Teresa, and your train tonight. And I am personally have benefited from so many great input that you've given me and my family. So I know that what Teresa does, she does because she cares about all of us. So I just wanted to share that with you before I got it started. Okay, we're going to talk tonight about chapter 13, 14, 15, and 16. Chapter 13, it takes a leader to raise up a leader. And it takes one to know one, to show one, and to grow one. I remember early on in our businesses, we were developing leaders within our organization. And it was really kind of, in those days, it was because it was in Ohio, there really had not been a lot of activity. Matter of fact, they talked about Ohio as being the dark state, because there hadn't been an executive director in Ohio in 10 years. So the belief was that it just could not be done. As a matter of fact, they celebrated directors as if they were the top of the company, and no one ever expected someone to hit ED. Well, when our team started to grow, and I began to start sharing with our team members about their ability to hit executive directors. So what I would do is we would ask every week, we'd have a different person get in front of the room and do the presentation. And that was such a frightening experience for some, because they were not used to getting in front of the room. But by doing that, it began to build their confidence. And before long, I was asked to become RVP of the state. And when I left that marketplace, the market kept going. And not only did it keep going, it expanded. And we were breaking out a new executive director every 4 months. Law of buy-in in chapter 14, when people buy in to a leader first, then they buy into vision. Gideon, who was in the Bible, was from a very small clan, and God went to him and asked him to do a great task. He was very nervous about it because he didn't feel that he was capable or prepared or ready to do it. And that kind of reminded me in the early days again of our organization, when Frank Acoin came and he called us on a call, and he said, "I want to come to Ohio, but I'm not going to come unless you get 100 people in the room." And at that time, we had about 3 people, so to get 100 just seemed impossible. So he just kept saying we could do it, so we kept on pushing and pushing, and before long, we had got 100 people to come together, and Frank and Teresa came, and they did an incredible training. Now, this is what really made a difference in our business. They believed in Frank and Teresa. They were already ringers, already Millionaire Club members. They believed in them as leaders. But what they brought that day, they brought a training which talked about cash to cash and cash to trash. How to use your money, how to make it expand your business, and how to keep from throwing money away. So many of our members at that time, our associates, were brand new to the business world. A lot of them were single parents. None of them had many, few of them had very many, a little success in their life. So this training, being able to lift them up and make them believe that they can be more than what they were, really expanded their mindset. And at the next convention, in that month, we brought to the convention 14 executive directors, more than any other team at that convention at one time, that were brand new, and 6 of them were single parents. The law of victory. No matter how big the challenge is, victory is always possible. You know, sometimes to get victory, it takes a personal breakthrough. And that personal breakthrough can come from many forms. I know when we first got moving outside of Dayton, Cincinnati market, we went up into Cleveland. Cleveland, for the last 2 decades, had very little growth. Very little things were going on in Cleveland. There was a lot of politics going on, so it just wasn't a growth area. And everybody in the state, nobody really went up there because there wasn't not much going on. Well, we decided to tackle Cleveland, and we went and talked with the regional manager there, and he was sharing with us how things were, the meeting was growing, but it wouldn't expand. And it turns out that it was one person in that meeting who didn't want to be a leader, didn't want to be in front of the room, but he attracted a lot of people. He would bring a lot of guests, and people would come to the meeting, but he never wanted to get in front, he never wanted to say anything. So that regional manager, we asked him if he would promote him to at that time it was called area coordinator, which is now the CMC, I believe. If he would do that, when he did that, this young man began to step into leadership. And not only did that change that marketplace, but it blew up so that it became one of the hottest parts of the state. And that regional manager then became one of the most successful regional managers in the state. But he had to he had to change himself. He had to believe that he had to be vulnerable. He had to have transparency, and he had to be willing to change. And that caused a personal breakthrough, which changed the entire marketplace. The law of Big Mo. Well, I tell you, this is the one thing that makes a difference in any marketplace. And Mr. Stonesire used to say all the time, recruit, recruit, and recruit, and don't get it out of order. Well, we began to start pressing for recruits. When we got those 14 executive directors, we really pushed. Everybody was in a recruiting mode. Within time, we were doing over 100 to 200 recruits a month. And when we did that, Frank Acoin again and Teresa came back, and they had us put on an event. We called it Momentum Mania. And when we got Momentum Mania going, we promoted all over the state. People got so excited about Momentum Mania. We had with that, we talked about how your business would change, how your life would change. All you had to do is be at this event and be a part of Momentum Mania. Well, once we got that atmosphere going, it just exploded. We started breaking the EDs all across the state, new ring earners, and it became Ohio, went from the dark state to the state of light. Back to you, Frank and Teresa.
Ron, those are great days, and thank you so much for just really relating these chapters in the most powerful 21 minutes in a leader's day to the business so well. I mean, those just are perfect analogies, and so exciting. So thank you so much for doing that. Great job, as always.
Good job, Ron Crutcher. Appreciate you doing that, and I remember those times very, very well.
That's right. And
he broke out more EDs than anybody in the country, I think, that year.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the top recruiters in production and all that stuff. So, Teresa, why don't you give the stats on that?
All righty. So, for the week of May the 15th to the 19th, here were the team's top recruiters. Get this now. Sam Piazza, Virginia.
I just heard Sam on here, by the way.
Yes. Gerald Reinhart, Texas. And David and Cheryl Mack, State Representative David Mack. Also, tied three people tied for first place.
Was that recruiting?
Uh-huh, that was.
And David Mack was in session on the budget and everything else most of the month.
Was he?
I don't know how he pulled it off.
He's a busy man. And then we have the top producers for last week. We're going to start with third place. Goes to Bill and Jan Sullivan in
Tennessee.
And
they were out of country a lot this month.
And, yes, and then we've got James Johnson. That's Elder Johnson. And was second place. And first place goes out to California once again to Lois Strickheld and Amy Yoshimitsu.
There you go.
That's awesome. Here are the level advancements for last week. This is so exciting. These are the team's brand-new senior associates. Justin Visserman out of South Carolina, Gerald Reinhart, Texas, David Schalker, South Carolina, Jory Mustafa in D.C., Kayla Barron in Texas, Christine Wilkinson, Oregon, Crystal Hilton, South Carolina, Michael Howard in Texas, and Yesenia Quello, if I said that right, in North Carolina. Isn't that great? All those brand new senior associates. And then we've got a handful of managers for last week. Douglas Cockerham, congratulations, out of North Carolina. Leslie Andrews, North Carolina. Michael Hoffman in Texas. Tramiel Walker in Indiana. And Evan Clack in North Carolina. And we want to give a big shout-out to a brand-new senior manager, Ian McAllister in North Carolina, and a brand-new director in North Carolina, Abraham Cannon. So excited for all those upranks. So, team, we're moving in the right direction. The recruiting is definitely the focus, and we are excited about all of the PBRs we know are going on. I know we had people talking about them this afternoon,
right.
Heading from our house over two PBRs. And so if that's what it's all about. It's about the activity. And remember, we control two things, our attitude and our personal activity.
There you go. And I want to go back to recruiting just for a minute because, 250 years ago, there was a book written by Adam Smith called the wealth of nations. And in there he mentioned a division of labor. The wealth of the world was built on a division of labor. In other words, he was saying that you can't do it all by yourself. That's when we keep talking about recruiting. You know, that wasn't the first time it was mentioned 250 years ago. In 380 B.C., Plato mentioned exactly the same thing, that, you know, it's a division of labor that makes the world go around. You can't do anything in isolation and build anything big. So, you know, keep staffing your company. You don't need many people here. You need four really good people taking off with this to become platinum. And just keep going until you get it. It doesn't matter whether it takes a year or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years. You know, most platinums make $8,000 to $20,000, $30,000 a month. Probably more than that, a lot more than that, but let's keep it real. It is a division of labor. Try not to do this all by yourself. It's a team thing to build, what'd you say, build a team to build a dream?
Mm-hmm, to live the dream.
To live the dream. So we want to do a division of labor here. Listen, it's always an honor to be on the phone with y'all. John and Elizabeth was supposed to do this call tonight, but they was in a meeting in Ada, Oklahoma all for the last 2 days.
Right, and then they were flying home tonight.
And they're still in the air. I believe they're still in the air right now with all the rest of the folks. It's an honor to be here every week with y'all, and we'll see you next week, and we're getting ready to take a little trip ourselves.
Yep, and we hope y'all have a fantastic month close. Can't wait to talk to you next Wednesday, and if you need us, we're available. We love and appreciate every single one of you.
Yeah, this is Frank and Teresa and Sunny Charleston, South Carolina, saying thanks for all you do, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.